Yes, are you fed up with your fleece and bored of your blouse at the end of the tether with your bag made of leather?
Very nice.
If you are, you could give them all to charity, but it seems an increasing trend for us to do is to sell them on for a profit. There's concern from Kent's charity shops that they're losing out and you're cashing in. Our reporter, Ben Croucher, you heard him just a moment ago, has been visiting shops in the county to find out more.
The late Jermaine Stewart there telling us that we don't have to take our clothes off to have a good time, but it might help, especially if you fancy making a quick buck. That Christmas jumper your gran gave you, or that little black dress that didn't quite look as good at home as it did in the shop, it could earn you a little bit of pocket money.
Basically, we buy clean, reusable clothes from the public for 50p a kilo.
That's Jeff Dowley from Cash for Clothes. He then sells on the items to Africa and Eastern Europe. He's not a charity, and he doesn't claim to be.
They have a business model, we have a business model. It really is just a fine old traditional English rag and bone man business.
Indeed, the rise in demand for old clothes is having a damaging effect on charities themselves. The British Heart Foundation is already losing out on door-to-door clothing collections. It could cost them up to £5 million a year. Sue works in one of their shops in Tunbridge Wells.
And we've noticed a fall in donations over the last year or so.
She told us that donating to charity shops will give you a sense of well-being rather than a sense of wealth.
The amount of clothes actually and the not very much money that people actually get for them at the end. We could get far more money here in a nicely presented shop. It is a bit of a waste actually. I would encourage people to give things more to the charity shops than there.
Now there are hordes of internet auction sites and specialist second-hand retailers online that enable you to offload those old items. There's also a rise in high street emporiums that act as middlemen, saving you the time and the effort, but crucially, still delivering you some dosh.
We are a designer and vintage dress agency based in Tunbridge Wells. What we do is we take things on a consignment basis. Ladies drop things off in here and we sell them on their behalf. And then what happens is that we will split the commission once the item is sold. If it doesn't sell, they take it back. Some ladies prefer to have them donated to charity afterwards because they've let go and they don't want them back.
Lynn Meek is a partner of Love Is Boutique. They started trading just over 2 years ago.
I mean, we could probably fill this shop four times over at times of the year. I think at the moment people are thinking carefully about what they're doing with their money, and I think gone are the days where people just sort of got rid of absolutely everything, gave to charity. They're now thinking, actually, you know what? That cost me £200, that dress. I can't bear just to give it away. I think I'd like to get some money for it.
But Mick Parkin from the British Heart Foundation insists that financial gain isn't everything when it comes to a person's prosperity.
We would say to people, don't give up on charity. Britain has a fantastic tradition of donating clothing to charity. We are number one in the world for charity shops. And we'd say to people, if you really want your clothes to have a good long-term charitable benefit, give them to us.
Well, there are your options then, to sell or not to sell. I shan't be making that decision just yet. I think it's for your benefit, John and Claire, that I keep my clothes on for the time being.
Absolutely, Ben. Good decision, I think. Keep the old clothes on. We don't need to see all that on the radio, do we? No! And we'll have more on this story later on as we talk to some of the charity shops and find out if they think they're suffering because of this trend of selling your clothes on.
Do you know that song, Jermaine Stewart's We Don't Have to Take Our Clothes Off, is Kate Middleton's mum's favourite and was played at the disco after the Royal Wedding.
Was it their first dance after the...
I doubt it was that,
no.
But she's a bit of a raver, isn't she?
Who?
Her mum.
We know that.
Get down.
Yeah.